This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3866 for Monday, the 29th of May, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Introducing Myself. It is the first show by new host Ryuno Ki and is about 6 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is I discovered Hacker Public Radio at FOSDEM 2023 and want to join the party.
Hello, my name is André Jenisch. You can find myself online under Ryuno Ki as well. That's Romeo Janky Uniform November Oscar Dash Kilo India. Sometimes without a dash if the platform does not allow it. This is my first episode on Hacker Public Radio. It is recorded on 8th of May 2023 using Audacity. It is published under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License. Today I want to introduce myself. I'm a web developer for 10 years now and recently turned into a freelancer. My area of expertise is with front-end technologies. Also, I also know Node.js and Python. I taught myself these languages because my studies in mathematics did not cover them. During my studies, I switched to GNU Linux. I started with Ubuntu, but discovered that I prefer rolling release distributions more. So I jumped to Sabayon Linux, which was based on Gentoo back then, but precompiles the binaries while staying compatible. Now they decided to turn into another direction, so I was looking for another home. I tried Gecko Linux based on OpenSUSE for a while until they had some bad news in the press. I'm currently using Kaizen Linux, which is based on Debian Bookworm. Speaking of, I love to read. I have whole shelves filled with books here. There is so much you can learn from books, even in the age of the internet. I enjoy that they have a finite amount of content that you can work through. I learned about Hacker Public Radio at FOSDEM 2023. When I mentioned that I was having a Rode NT-USB microphone at home, I was encouraged to contribute to the show. Now I have been listening to the podcast since the beginning of the year and already heard some emergency shows. I noticed that the hackers of the show are mainly from the United States. I hope you welcome people from other parts of the world as well. It took me some while to record something because I have children at home at kindergarten and school age, and we had really sick leaves here for an extended period of time, and starting a business as a freelancer isn't that easy. I'm still looking for contracts, so if you know something, let me know. I'm from Germany in Europe, a beautiful place to live, and I bet as diverse as in the States when it comes to the landscape. You know, we have more than Berlin and Bavaria here. I'm not quite sure which kind of content you would love to hear about. I have the requested topics page in front of me, and I could talk about different items. For example, my very first smartphone ever was a Firefox OS, and I still have it, as well as a tablet, which you couldn't buy. I switched to Android with F-Droid as an app store when Mozilla was canceling the Firefox OS project. I'm running on a Fairphone here, which is a small Dutch manufacturer that already managed to move the whole industry into a little more sustainable directions because we produce a lot of e-waste. So I could talk about that. Or I could talk about building things for the web. Usually I blog about those because it feels a bit more natural to have text in front of you when you write code. But then I saw that some episodes contained code snippets in the show notes. So why not talking about coding? Or I could talk about mathematics. We don't have enough podcasts about math. My focus was on statistics and numerics, so that might be interesting. What I would love to hear more about is music theory. You see, I haven't learned to play an instrument in my life, mainly because those are expensive. My personal taste goes more into heavy metal, but I'm not sure whether you would call me a fan. What does make a metalhead anyway? But in order to improve my game development, having some sort of music and sound effects is important. So I was really enjoying the episode 3792 on reading music sheets. I lent some books on the library to learn more about it. These subjects weren't covered in depth in my school days. Another subject I would like to learn more about is electronics, especially repairing one's computers. Look, I'm using ThinkPads since years now. I have a X2050, which I bought at Fosdem a few years ago, currently in use. But I also have a X200 and a T520 gathering dust here, mainly because something broke with the hardware and I'm too afraid to crack them open, so I just buy a new one. Then there's a HP Pavilion standing under my desk, waiting for repair. And even one of those old machines from the DOS era with an original Lemmix installed on it. But I have no idea how to refurbish them into a bootable state. Do you have ideas? I'm going to share my homepage as well as my email address in the show notes. I would really love to hear back from you. I feel I already touched on different ideas today, but looking at the time of the recording, it's rather short. Personally, I can tune into episodes up to 30 minutes at best, so I will try to respect this threshold myself. Looking forward to hear back from you and signing out.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.